Blog Talk Radio.
Psychologist on duty. We're so glad to be back. I've been gone a month because my daughter had major hip surgery, so I stayed at her house for a month to help her to recover, and she returned to work this past Tuesday. So we're just glad to be here. It's autumn. It's October. Halloween will be in a few months, so we're just all enjoying ourselves. And for Brenda, go ahead and say hello because this is your special time of the year.
Hi, everybody. Yes, Halloween's my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
Got all my answer machine messages queued up, starting with the shiny.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So we are just having a ball. Announcements. The show every Wednesday from 3 to 4 o'clock on blogtalkradio.com/Linus. If you want a more in-depth reading with me for like 30 minutes or 1 hour, you can go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and it will guide you through and you'll get me on the phone. So, and I try to answer within 24 hours to do your reading. So make a note of that, theessenceofsuccess.com. And, of course, today that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And thank you for joining us today on In the Studio with Linus and Brenda. And with that, we are going to begin with our first call. And that's area code 720. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hello, ladies. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
I am great. How are you guys?
I am fantabulous. Excellent.
Like that. I love that.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm working on it.
Your daughter's doing better as well.
Oh, tell us about it.
Okay. Definitely. Okay, Michelle, what's your question for us today?
My question is, I'm hoping you can see, I've been having dreams. And when I was young, I actually found, like, four-leaf clovers. I used to find money, like, hundreds here and there all the time. And so that was, like, natural when I was young. Now I've been having dreams that, like, big money is coming to me again. My grandma in the dreams giving me four-leaf clovers. And so I'm wondering, can you see, like, that money is about to come to me? And if not, can you see what are these dreams about? Like, what are these dreams and feelings about that I keep on, like, feeling that?
Can I ask you what your birthday is real quickly, Michelle?
Sure. It's 8/13/75, and I was born at 12:23 a.m.
What month was it again?
8/13.
75.
Okay. Yeah, 813. Okay, well, what I'm picking up was an inheritance. I'm picking up that there's money like, what is it when it goes to court? Probate. It's in probate, okay. But there is money coming to you, and I see $1,500 to maybe $2,300. That's what I'm picking up, $1,500 to $2,300, but it's like the money is coming. Yes, it is. The money's coming,
but
it's just
in probate. Does that mean that someone has to die then? I don't want that.
Well, that's what I'm seeing is inheritance. Are you sure it's from your grandmother and not from your grandfather or an uncle? Somebody that loves you, just like a daughter, a male
heir? Yeah, my grandma's already passed on.
What's interesting is that just your birthday alone. I mean, I did a little numerology, but it's not. I don't have your full name or anything, and don't give it to me. But I would think that there's something to do with your family because the number that comes up for you is a 6, and it's generally 6 has to do with family, a lot to do with family. Either you get a lot of joy out of being around your family or you provide a lot of joy in your family. That's your most comfortable mode. And if you're dreaming about money or luck and things like that, I would think that your family has everything to do with it. Because it sounds like an energy that's been going on throughout your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michelle, I want to ask you, who's in Nicaragua? I'm picking up an aunt. Do you have an aunt that's living outside the United States? Because I'm getting a country, Nicaragua, and an auntie. That's what Spirit is showing me, auntie.
Yeah,
or a family friend, like
a
friend of your parents or your grandparents?
Yeah, because you can have extended family members. It's just like an aunt or uncle parents to you.
Right.
It must be that.
Okay,
it's interesting
well, what I'm
how
seeing,
you're
like
no. yeah, I get
it.
It has to be something different?
No, no, it has to be an extended family because I don't know of an aunt, you know, outside the country. I have them in the States, but not outside the countries. But it could be extended family that I'm not
aware
of.
Okay, write down what Brenda said. 6 is family. Write down Nicaragua and auntie. Also write down $1,500 to $2,300. And also write down the word probate. You're not aware of this. This is going on behind the scenes. But you will get it, and I believe you'll get this money right before Thanksgiving. It's like I can see you being very thankful. But it'll be right before Thanksgiving. It'll be a surprise. It'll be a surprise to you. Because it's kind of like you go on and you forget about it, and all of a sudden, boom, you get this check, and you're like, whoa, why did I get all this money for?
Yeah, that would be great. And that's how it would be as a kid. Like, I literally would be walking down the street. Something would tell me to look down. And one time there was $100, like, in gravel. And I looked, and I could see it was green. And I was like, that was like, yeah, and that happened to me a lot as a kid.
Now, I get it.
I look for them. And I thought,
these are her ancestors. These are her ancestors that are bringing this about. So they're on the other side pulling these strings for you. No wonder you're not quite seeing that.
And my grandma is gone. Yeah, she is gone.
It's more than just one person. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of ancestors, and you know what's the biggest thing for them is who you are as a descendant of these people.
Okay.
You know, like somebody might have, like Anastasia, there's like this princess that's out there, and everyone's sort of like, did she die? Did she not die? But you, all these people that have passed on, it's like you're a culmination of some extremely proud or strong heritage, but they're looking out from you on the other side. Whether you're aware of them or they're a couple generations beyond you, it's like if you were to be on the other side and you saw your great-great-great-grandchild and you saw their spirit and you saw how they were in the world, you would be doing all these things to sort of make things happen for them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I definitely do. Yes, I do.
You have strong family heritage. Well, I'm not sure quite what it is, but it's really strong. And it's not just one side. It's like all the sides are looking at, there she is. Like, this is our, you know, like the great white hope.
Yeah,
and it doesn't mean that you have to go be president of the United States or, you know, develop a new airplane, but it's all their pride and everything are resting in you. So now that makes sense that you have that six and you've been experiencing this since birth because they don't have to be around you, but they are leaving you legacies. Like, it's coming to you. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you constantly get money in weird ways throughout your life.
And see, when I was younger, like, it would just happen. You know, you're young and you're like, yeah, that's great. But then as you get older, you kind of fall out of even remembering that. But that used to happen to me a lot when I was young. And, you know, I'd always give my friends money. And it was just like money has always come to me even when I was older. But you know how you just don't. I guess when you have it, you don't really think about it. You know what I'm saying? But there was always a way that no matter everything worked out, and I knew that was, you know, God too. But with these dreams coming and with the Four Leaf Clover, you know, coming back to me and her giving it to me, and then I'm feeling like something's coming. And so I'm like, well, if it's not that, then I want to know at least what it is, but that's what it feels like. And as a kid, I never felt something was coming. Now, I feel it. I'm like, I really literally feel like something's coming.
Yeah, I expected to find an 8 in your number. I mean, well, there is with the August, and that's strong, because 8s, generally, people who have a lot of 8s, money flows in and out of their life very easily. But since you have a 6, and just since, yeah, it sounds like your family is the one providing all that. But it's people you don't know yet. It would be good for you to do your family history. You know, maybe check in ancestry.com.
Yeah, I have.
Your eyes would be really opened about who your family is.
I sure have been thinking about that.
Huh?
I have been thinking about doing that.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of our family that, you know, we don't know. Because my dad's side of the family is huge, and a lot of them don't live close, and so there's a lot of them I've never even met.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for your call. I hope that Brenda and I were able to you. And please enjoy the show, don't forget to call us again, and be blessed, my friend.
You too. I love you guys. Bye.
Love you too,
thank
honey.
Thank you, sweetie. Back at you.
Yeah. Area code 818, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis and Brenda. This is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. I feel fabulous.
Good. Good. Love to hear it.
Yes. So my...
Today?
Well, I just have a question. I'm supposed to be meeting a gentleman tomorrow, and I'm kind of on the fence with it, and I wanted to know what comes about or around this situation.
Okay, what's his name, and I'll tell you about it. Just
it's
the first
spelled
name.
L-A-Z.
Laz? That's his name?
Yes. Uh-huh.
L-A-Z. Whoa, that's different. Okay. Well, I'm picking up he's a laid-back guy. He's intelligent. A little lazy at times. He needs to be more forthcoming. I shouldn't say more forthcoming, but when he needs to have things done, he should do it and not be, I don't want to say lazy. What's the word I want to...
procrastinate.
Procrastinate, that's it. He's a procrastinator. He knows he needs to do things, but he just wait. You know, he's one of those people that waits till the last minute. You could have did it on Monday, but you wait till Thursday. Let's see.
Like I do with my school assignments when I shouldn't. And then the power goes out, and you're thinking, boy, if I'd only done it 2 days earlier. So,
He seems like a guy. Is he a bartender? I'm seeing he's very social. He's out around people.
No,
does he bartend? But
no.
Also, he's intelligent.
Really? What do you
think?
Wait a minute, what did you say?
I was going to say that she should go ahead and go on a date. I don't feel anything bad about him or him being a threat to her. But to know that he's a procrastinator. He's a fun guy. He's intelligent. And he does have some things on the ball and other things. He's just kind of, like I said, he procrastinates. Is there a long-term relationship there? I don't know. But a fun relationship and enjoy? Yes. You will enjoy yourself with him.
Okay.
Brenda, what did you pick up?
Well, I'm not getting strong feelings either way. And maybe it's because you haven't really set up any connection. I don't feel a strong connection yet. And maybe that's why. Usually, like, if somebody has some kind of, you know, like they've really invested something of their spirit or something, then I get a better sense. But I haven't gotten that from you yet because there's only you that I can sort of read. But at least the way what I do it, but anyway, I hope what you don't do is think that his actions are personal. If he's a procrastinator, he may not call you when he wants to. I do get a sense that he might actually want to call you and do things, but he doesn't necessarily follow through right away. So I'm not quite sure how that would frustrate you. I get a sense it might get on your nerves a little if it comes up. Huh?
So do you see anything like, you said just a fun relationship, you don't say anything more, like what are his intentions? Is he interested in me? Is he just attracted to me? Or?
Oh, yeah, he's attracted to you, yes. But like I say, a fun person, I didn't see a long-term relationship. He would be like, if you were in a relationship, what is it, and people not bounce back, whatever it's called. I can't think of the word.
Rebound.
Right now.
Rebound.
A rebound. There you go. He's the kind of guy you'd want to be with to have fun as a rebound, but not long term. Because, like I said, he's very social.
Okay.
Like,
does he have a lot of women in his life?
No. When I say social, he's a flirt. He loves everybody. You know what I mean? No, he's not seeing anybody particular right now, no. But he's a person that's just joyful and out there, and he just enjoys people. So, yeah, he can flirt with other women, but it doesn't mean anything to him. You know what I mean? You've met those people, I want to say, like an extrovert. He's a very charismatic individual. So a lot of people like him. Wherever he goes, he's not just well-known. He's a fun person.
Okay.
But if you're looking for something more romantic or stable or long-term, no, he's not the one.
Okay. Do you see that happening at any point?
Do I see you in another relationship? Yeah, maybe in November. Maybe in November you might be in another relationship, but right now, you're kind of at an even keel. You just kind of got your feelers out there.
Okay.
And men will approach you. So you don't have to worry about that. It's a problem for you getting a date or going out. But I would just say make sure of what you want. Establish a criteria, what you're looking for in a man.
Well, that's what I have done. And so I'm just being discerning now on who is interested in me as a person, the substance, and who is just interested in what I look like.
I see two names, Martin or Morgan and Paul. Either Martin or Morgan, and the other name is Paul. So when you meet guys with that name, you know, take them up on it. If they flirt with you, take them up on it. You might be surprised.
Morgan is hitting me. Like, when she said Morgan, that's, like, got some strong energy there.
Yeah. But, well, that's what I got, was Morgan or Michael or even a Paul. So there's men coming in your life. You're going to have a good holiday season, no doubt.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but she wants
not gonna be
permanent.
During the holidays. Let's just put it like that. Brittany,
yeah, but she wants
nice
permanent.
But she's right. I do want something that's more stable. I'm at that place in my life.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've ever heard this before, Brittany, but you have written down the characteristics, at least the top five that you want, right?
I have 75 things on the list, and I've been
going.
But I just
make sure that at least your top five are met. If somebody doesn't meet the top five, and they should be in order,
right.
if the top five aren't met, then there's not really any reason for you to even continue.
That's
unless all of a sudden you change your mind and you decide you just want to have fun. But
right, yeah.
But that's the best guide for you if you're looking for permanence. And when you encounter somebody who's got the top five, hopefully you've got in their qualities of somebody that you actually want to spend the rest of your life with or have long-term companionship with. Like, you know, somebody that you can either watch movies all night or you can talk all night or you can take baths together, whatever that is, you know, to play, I don't know, curling or something. Whatever those top five things are, you know, just use it as a measuring stick every time you go out on a date. Every time somebody even asks you for your number, you could, you know, sort of,
my intuition is pretty spot on, so.
About Laz?
Well, I felt more, when I met him, my energy felt more like it was a lusty kind of situation.
Okay.
As opposed
to,
yeah,
bingo.
Like a lot, yeah.
So, that's why I said this is not a long term, he's very social, so, yep.
Yeah,
what was it, Chuck Woolery? It's not a love connection.
No.
Keep looking, sweetie.
Well,
you'll know. Yeah, you'll know.
I hope we were able to help you, and I hope you have a wonderful week and definitely exciting holidays this year.
Woo!
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Have a blessed week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 410, you're on the air with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi there, this is Anna.
Hi.
Hello,
Anna. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling about my relationship with Scott. I'm just wondering what you can tell me or, you know, what insight you can give me about this relationship.
God, right away when you mentioned his name, I had hurt. I got hurt. Has he, I'm going to be honest here. You know I shoot from the hip. Has he messed up on you?
Yes.
Has he seen another woman behind your back?
Yes, that, and just lying when I was living with him. I don't anymore. And I just don't know why I'm struggling with pulling away from this person. And so I'm kind of at a crossroads right now.
It's not because of your feelings for Scott.
No, there's a connection there, a spiritual connection.
Well,
it's a spiritual connection from a past life. That's why it's hard for her to get him out of her system. It's not that she wants him, but she thinks of him too much for her. She, like, wants to move on, but yet his being keeps coming up to her. So
yeah, but we often do that. We often do that when we're faced with, you know, you're going to be either alone or you're going to be with somebody that's not so great, but at least you're not alone. Not necessarily that you're deeply insecure, but sometimes it's just nice to have someone to go to the movies with or, you know, to have a warm body or things like that. And when those moments are sort of good enough, you use them to carry over the rest of the stuff that's not so good.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you are using training wheels with this guy, and you need to go ahead and take off your training wheels and just you're able to do it. Listen, think about all you've got to offer and stop wasting it on somebody that's not best for you. Because what's really best for you may not come into your realm because you're sending off all this other weird energy about somebody that you really don't want to be. I'm getting a strong sense that you don't even want to be with him. Like if you were to just cut all ties, you would have like this huge sigh of relief, even though you don't really want to be alone right now.
Yeah. And I guess I just struggle with, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk about I'm going to be better, I'm going to do better. And I think that's what just plays with my head. And then I wait a week, 2 weeks, and it doesn't change. And so I just, I think that's what it's been. And a lot of what you said definitely is true, too. And so I guess my fear, too, is, okay, what if I drop him and then he becomes Mr. Wonderful?
Have you ever seen something like that? That's like saying, well, you know, if I put that moldy cheese away, then maybe when I come back to it in 3 months, it's going to be better.
Like, yeah, I didn't look at it that way, but that's a good way to look at it. And I've just it's been such a battle for the last year, and I know I deserve better. I know I can do better. I can be a better person when I'm away from him.
Clean house so that, you know, what wants to walk through your door and appreciate this greatness about you can do so.
Okay.
Because you're going to need like a minute to just sort of like shake off that stuff. There's a lot of energy that's left on us when we're with sort of like creepy people. I'm not saying he's a bad person, but he's not honorable.
Right.
I'm going to tell you straight up. I didn't feel it when you first started talking. But he's not honorable. So you need to shake that off. And you need to start treating yourself sort of like, look, you know, hey, I need this. I deserve this. And the more you do that, the more you treat yourself like you're the most precious thing in the world, everybody stands up and looks at you like she really cares about herself. I need to be with somebody like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
But yeah, he's coming. Now, let us tell her about that, because somebody's coming your way.
I've got the name Michael. Michael.
Another Michael, huh? The
very
M's.
Strong.
M's are in the house today.
Yeah, I got very strong Michael is coming up to her life, and he's coming in either the latter part of October or the 1st of November.
Okay, which makes sense, because I am pulling away from Scott now and creating distance and really trying to get my thoughts together and trying to pull away from him. So,
yeah, don't let the sexual weakness bind you to him. Get some toys.
Yeah, I don't even. I'm not getting the impression that her issue is sexual.
Another guy's coming along that will love you spiritually, mentally, and physically, and that's what you're looking for.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Remember, Michael. On the end of this month and the 1st of November, just kind of put that on the back burner. So when you meet a Michael, you can become inquisitive who he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do that. Thank you for basically confirming the way I was feeling, and I appreciate it.
Yeah,
that.
Throw out the moldy cheese, sweetie.
Well,
Go get a fresh brick and enjoy a real good, you know, melted cheese sandwich, okay?
Thank you.
All right, sweetie. Take
Thank you,
care.
Anna. And you have a wonderful week, and God bless you, dear. Thanks for calling. Area code 928. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
You're on the line, 928. Who's this?
Alfina.
I'm sorry, did you say Tina?
Alfina.
Alfina.
Yeah,
yes. One of our regulars. What's happening, Alfina?
It's going good.
Okay, what can we help you with today?
Love and relationships.
Okay, what do you need to know? What do you want to know?
Whatever you can pick up.
Hmm.
Has something changed in your life? Your attitude has changed. Are you starting to face some things about yourself, aren't you? Althena, I'm speaking to you.
Hello?
I said, have some things changed in your life, like your attitude? I'm picking up on you.
Like my attitude as in how? Like what do you mean? My attitude
change
towards love or what are you talking about?
No, just change for the better, how you view things. So your attitude is better now. Not bad. You know how you view things? That's why I say your attitude has changed. Maybe where you felt angry or in despair about something, now you look at things a little bit different, so your attitude has changed for the better. It doesn't have to be anything bad.
I don't think Althena really wants to know. I don't think she really wants to know anything. Is this a tester call, Althena? Is it a tester call?
No, like I'm asking you about love and relationships and you're not even giving me any insight. So,
it
like,
is a tester call. I remember you from before too. But, you know, yeah, it's like, you know,
well,
nobody can get anything
an
off of you that
it.
You don't give, right? Nobody can get anything off of you that you don't give. So you're not giving anything. There's nothing to get.
Yeah, that's just like an excuse because you're not picking up anything. Really, maybe you're not picking.
Oh, and then so there's
intuitive.
No point to this call.
Like, ding, ding, ding. Yeah, whatever.
How many times is she going to call in here? Every single time.
I know.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess, you know, she has no time. She needs something, but, you know, God, go with God. That's the best way to go.
Yeah, just bless her. Okay, next caller, area code 716. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Audrey.
Hi, Audrey. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing terrific.
It sounds
How can we
like
help?
It. I just like to know if my relationship, well, it's moving forward, but I'd like to know, you know, some insight where Sean is, where, you know, intentions are. His name is Sean.
Okay.
We have a really strong bond.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I was just getting ready to say that because I feel it from my brain, how close it is. You guys have a soulful, wow, you have a close bond. You two were supposed to be together. It was meant to be.
Yeah.
You just need to go through some issues and
Nobody wants to hurt the other, right? This is the impression I'm getting off of your energy is. Nobody wants to hurt the other. It's almost like, I'm using food analogies today, I guess, but it's almost like there's the last crescent roll, but, you know, and it's getting cold, but nobody wants to say, well, I want it. So everybody's kind of sitting there afraid to actually grab it because you're both trying to be polite. You guys are very polite with each other.
Yeah, I'm very, like, you know,
yeah.
I would not hurt him at all.
Right, and he feels the same
either.
Way.
Yeah,
like,
they have a
even if he's done something that's bothered you, he doesn't want to do something to upset you. Like, he would try to avoid telling you something if he thought it would hurt your feelings. So you guys have a strong bond, but you guys are doing that sort of dance where you're being ultra polite. I'm not too much. I mean, you know, you're just being you're trying to be careful of hurting each other, but that can put a bit of a barrier at times, right? So sometimes you may not move forward because one's afraid to upset the balance.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard him before in the beginning, and, you know, he's real sensitive, so, and he, you know, his ex-wife, soon to be ex, papers are, like, signed and everything, but he's just, I don't know what's taken so long.
Yeah, I think
it's her. It's not him. It's not Sean. It's her. He does.
He told me to pray for him. He was here. We talked, and he said, you know, he wanted me to pray for him, and
yes,
I don't know.
Do. It's not him. He wants you. I shouldn't say want. He would rather
he told me he wanted me.
And,
that's
and
right.
love and happy in his life than in the situation he's in now. She's holding it up. It has nothing to do with him. He would sign right now, this very moment. It's her holding it up. So I wanted to let you know also, Audrey, that in your past life, Sean was your brother. Does that ring with you? In the
wow.
past life, he was your brother, and he was the older brother. So that's one reason that you two kind of protect one another and really step over the bonds. Yeah, they're like, in their past life, they were brother and sister. So now they're back again, but they're back again as this realm. This time, they're together as boyfriend, girlfriend. So, but from the past life, it's like they always kind of looked after each other and, like she said, prayed or whatever, you know, because they were close. He was an older brother.
Yeah, he sat down.
They were close.
He sat down with me and he says, we have a relation, we have a bond like no other. Like, I'm here to
That's
look
right.
after you.
Yep, you do.
Physically, mentally, emotionally. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, and he did tell you. See, he did. He specifically told her that he's there to look after her.
Yeah. They were
So he's trying
together.
To protect you from his ex-wife.
It took a while for them to meet up, you know, through time, and now they're back together again. So, but it will work out. You two will be together. I can tell you that right now.
It's
nothing
just
but light.
Divorce finalizing. Like, is he ever going
to Yeah, but
leave
just
that?
Be patient. It took a while for you two to meet up to get together. It took the angels a while to get everything together and in place for you two to be together. So be patient. You two are going to be together for the rest of your lives.
Well, I'm with Audrey. I wouldn't want, when I love someone, I'm like, come on now, I'm not talking sexually, just, you want to eat them up. You want to be next to them. You want to sit on their lap. You want to hug them all the time, chew on their ears. You know what I mean? I understand Audrey's impatience. That's not easy.
And I've known him for 4 years, so. When we first met, we had a lot of issues, so I actually, we helped each other through this 4 years.
Oh.
And now we're back again.
And you know what? It was good because both of you were a blessing to each other. So nothing is a failure. Nothing is bad. You were both a blessing. It just took a little time, and you will get there, both of you. Yes, this man definitely loves
you. So
you
do
You'll
see this
together.
Divorce
you
finalizing, or
marry? You two will probably get married.
How long has it been since the divorce was first started?
For
2 years.
I'm not. Yeah. There's a lot
it
of
was
financial.
2 years, wasn't it? Yeah.
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 A lot of financial stuff going on. And he's been working a lot of hours.
Say, Lennis, I'm a little, I guess I'm, I mean, maybe, I don't know.
He's putting money aside, though, and I think it's for me and him. Because he says, why do you think I'm working so much? And I think he's putting some money aside because he has a good job. And I think it's, for me and him to make his move.
So you guys have actually made the commitment towards each other. You've decided that you're committed to each other only? Or has that not actually officially happened?
No, that's... There's
no, it hasn't officially happened.
Just the other day, that's exactly... Because I asked him what you want from me and where this relationship is going, and he says, wherever you want it to go. And, he says, I'm loyal to him, and he's loyal to me. I just want to see when this is actually going to finalize.
You might be looking at another 6 to 9 months. That's what I think. 6 to 9 months. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll have to go with Lennis on that. I don't.
I don't see it right away. It's 6 to 9 months.
I think that you're probably going to have a longer wait than you want.
Yeah.
But, the options with that, the options of that are you like, get back to me when you're clear, buddy, and I'm just going to, you know, go be in the world. But that, I know when your heart's engaged, it's hard to do that, but it might actually be what you need to do. You know, you love him, but, you know, he's not free. And he's got to be completely free, I guess, from your frame of mind and his. So what do you do?
Depressed.
Yeah, see, it's not, if it's going to lead you to the dark, you know, path of, you know, feeling bad and all that, it's not healthy. You know, listen, if he's meant to be in your life as your one and only, he'll come. He'll come to you.
He always does.
And you go on with your life.
Oh, I do.
You go on with your life. And you, anything could happen, but I think it does something to someone when somebody is just going to wait inordinate amount of time for us. It's too easy to take advantage of, even when we don't intentionally want to do that.
Yeah, I don't wait. I just do my own thing.
Yeah, I think it's best for you to do that. I believe in my heart, if he's meant to be with you, he's going to take care of business and he's going to come to you. But okay, Linus says another 6 to 9 months. So maybe you should either make that your benchmark, 6 months or 9 months. If in 6 months or 9 months this is not finalized where you guys are now free to be together, then you might want to figure out what your contingency plan is.
Okay.
You know how much you adore him. And he
right.
could be, if you love him that much, he could be your friend, but you have to honor yourself. If you're not going to honor yourself, then who are you honoring when you claim you're doing it with other people?
Right. Okay.
That's my psychological bent on it. Psychically, I'm a little ambivalent on this one. But like I said, I'd go with Linus, but have a contingency plan. And I wouldn't use it as something to threaten him with. Like, look, if you're not together in 6 months and I'm gone, or you don't even do that. It's just, you just start living your life. And almost always, that Linus says this thing, if you can't grow with me, then you can't go with me.
Yep.
Right. So you just continue on your growth and your path, and you know, if you want to find commitment, or, you know, or friendship or whatever that might, you know, might lead to something else. He's the one taking the chance. Don't make it be about you're the one taking the chance. No matter how loyal or that you love someone, sometimes it's just best to just go your way. They will catch up and get in step if they want to be there above all else.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you,
Audrey,
for calling. And be blessed, my friend, and have a wonderful week.
You too. Blessings.
Okay. Area code 631, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Okay, area code 631, go ahead. Who's this?
This is Suzanne, and thank you for taking my phone call. I just wanted to see what you saw with my love life. I was kind of dating someone for a year and 9 months. I wanted to see if that's going to go anywhere or is it just a lost cause. And then I wanted a date today, and the person seems nice, or do you see somebody in the future?
The guy that you were just dating, that you said you were just getting out of a relationship with?
Well, we're not in a relationship. I just don't know if he's going to ever commit to really just dating me or whatever. So I went on a date today with somebody who was really nice. Do you see the people from the past or the people now or from the future?
Well, the guy that you were just, you know, that you've been dating, like, I get real strong, like, you guys really enjoy each other. Like, I get that he really enjoys you, and I get that you really enjoy him, but you're at that phase, I guess, where you're like, I need an ultimatum. But I'm don't you really enjoy, because I'm getting like effervescence, like when you're with him, you feel great.
Yeah, but the only problem is that he's a little younger and he doesn't want to meet my friends or take me out, and it's stupid. It's like a year and 9 months and I'm just getting fed up.
Okay,
you know what
that,
I mean?
Now that makes sense why you have so much fun with him, because he's a little bit younger. But you sort of want a more mature area of your relationship now, huh?
Well, I like him, and he is mature. It's I just want a boyfriend and someone to be part of my life.
Yeah.
Susan, I'm picking up two names, Spencer and Mac. Does that mean anything to you?
No, I just went on a date with a Brian today.
Okay. Let me tell you what I picked up as soon as you said Brian. I've picked up hellfire. Be careful on that. Just be careful on that one. I picked up hellfire about that man, so just be careful. Don't peep your whole cards. Don't tell this man everything about yourself, okay? Just be cautious. I'm not seeing him hurting you physically, but something about this Brian guy just ain't sitting right with me. So that's what I'm saying. When I see hellfire, there's something bad there.
Okay, what about with Sean?
With Sean?
Yeah, this is a guy she's with for about 9 months to a year and a half. He's younger than her.
Okay, I'm going to tell you straight up. Spirit just said he's a dweeb. What's a dweeb? I'm laughing,
dweeb?
But it must be something funny, but Spirit said he's a dweeb. So I'm not used to this newfangled language that the young people use, but whatever that means, maybe some other listeners know what that means, but Spirit said he's a dweeb, D-W-E-E-E-B, if that is even such a word.
What's a dweeb?
I don't know. That's what I said. That's the word I saw.
I mean, you know, it's a kind of an ambiguous term. So it's sort of like somebody that I assume they're using. I really don't know how they're using that your spiritual guides, but I just know that you have fun with him, and it makes sense if he's a younger guy. But I think that you want more than just fun. So. That's what I mean about bringing the maturity. I'm not saying he's immature. I'm just saying I think you're looking for another step. Like,
I'm looking for to have a relationship in the future.
Right.
Susan,
okay, that's
I see you cutting all ties, period. Done, yeah. Finique with this guy, Sean, by October 31st. After Halloween, you will not have any dealings with this guy, period. It's totally
right,
done.
Am I going to walk out of his life or he's going to walk out of mine?
You're going to walk out of his. You're just done. By Halloween, you're like, I'm through. I'm done. It's it. We're
See,
done.
Man, you're already walking out of his life, right?
You
went on a date,
mean,
and you're not. Look, you're going on a few more dates.
He's through.
Yeah.
He's done. Yeah.
You see me going on more dates?
You are going on more dates. Yes, ma'am.
What are they like?
Well, let me tell you, I see a guy December 10th that you'll meet. He's either light-skinned, like he could be mixed, black and white, or Italian. He's got sort of a European taste to him, but it's right. I mean, Spirit has given me the date, December 10th, so that's why I'm not picking up on exactly how he looks, except that he could look like a light-skinned black man. That's why I said maybe he could be mixed, or he could be an Italian. But December we'll meet him. And again, I'm getting another M. Boy, this must be the day for M's. I'm getting Mario, M-A-R-I-O. So I don't know. Oh, wait, it's coming. Mario's from Brooklyn. Brooklyn,
really?
Or the Bronx?
Am I going to meet him? That's far away from me.
Laugh. Dirty down Bronx, Billy from Bronx. Wow. Spirit's making me laugh. But Brooklyn or the Bronx is where he's
really,
from.
Really? That's far away from me. He lives there now.
I don't know. But that's where he hails from.
That's where he's from.
Yeah.
How am I going to meet him?
How are you going to meet him? Let's see.
Yeah, your social life picks up on a regular basis.
At a
basis.
Theater. Are you going in December? You're going to a play? I see a theater.
Well,
and it's not like big time now, but you know, like a small theater, intimate gathering, maybe about 60 or 80 people that you go see a play, and that's where you meet him at. And you meet this guy during intermission.
Really? I don't usually go to plays. That's weird.
Yeah, but you would enjoy this play. Your girlfriend invites you. She invites you to come go to this play. That's why I say a small and intimate. It's not like some big theater. But, you know, as I said,
do you know how old he is or anything?
I'm sorry?
Do you know how old he is about?
Spirit is telling me 45 to 50.
That would be
perfect. He's got a little bit of silver on the side. Not much. He still has the dark color of his hair, but he's got little silver streaks on both sides.
Hmm.
He's medium built. He stands 5'11".
So he has sort of a distinguished look? A little bit.
He's nice looking. I'm not seeing where he stands out, but he's a nice looking gentleman. He's got an aura about him that makes you look. In other words, when you
quick,
see this
you
man,
see
you're not going to
my...
No, when you look at him, you're like, he's interesting. I think I want to meet him. So that's what, yeah.
Can I ask a real quick question? Do you see my son coming back to live with me this year or next year?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. What's your son's name? Just give me his first name.
Nicholas.
Nicholas, good, strong Russian name.
He's not Russian, but yeah.
No, I know. I get two, spring and fall. The first answer was spring, and the second answer was a fall.
Visit.
What did you pick up, Brenda?
Well, it doesn't sound like a permanent... a living situation with you.
No, he's coming to visit with her. He's going to be with her for a little
but
while.
But I just said, so it's a visit.
No, I mean, no, I want him to move back. I see him on weekends and stuff. He's only 12. He lives with his dad.
I'm saying I'm not seeing I'm not seeing a permanent situation.
Yeah, me either. I'm not seeing that. I see a visitation and spending time with you, you know, like a week
that's
or
what
two.
I do already.
Maybe that's why I'm seeing fall. 2 weeks out of school and spring, 2 weeks out of school because of spring break. That's it.
I see him weekends and stuff, not just so that didn't make sense, but all right.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
He will spend time with you in the fall and the spring.
I really do spend time with him, though, in the fall and the spring.
But I mean 2 weeks. Where it won't be just the weekend. He'll be there for a couple of weeks with you.
It's not permanent.
I have a February break this year. I don't have a spring break.
Okay, well.
Only for a week. And I have him a half for Christmas.
I'd enjoy him every second you have him.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay,
I wish
Susan,
you much
remember,
luck, Suzanne. You got that situation sort of. Yeah, that's a tough one to break. What's going on with ex and your son and you?
Yeah, it's toxic.
Yeah, that's a tough one to break.
But anyway, but Susan, for you, remember December 10th. Also, those names, Spencer and Mac, that I said earlier. And that she, a girl
meet
is going to
meet Matt and a Mario.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
right.
Going to be dating a few people.
Yeah.
But do you see marriage at all?
No, I didn't see marriage. But I saw
not yet.
Dating. No, not marriage, but dating. Very social. Yeah, you'll be social. So you'll have a good holiday.
I know you're looking for permanence. I know you are, but. You really do need to make sure that the person that you you choose is really simpatico with you, like on all points.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I think you could run into trouble like you had with the last one.
I hope that.
Yeah. Don't know them well. That I'm trying to give you something. I'm just getting a strong feeling. Know them very well. You especially. Of anyone I'd probably talk to in the next month. Because I don't think that people get to know you real easily. And who you are is a magnanimous person, but I don't think it's totally obvious to people, and it's almost like a fine wine, right? Somebody who really knows how to taste all the flavors and appreciate it. You know, some people drink wine and they're like, oh, it's good, it's red, it's whatever. But the person that needs to be in your life on a permanent basis has to understand all those flavors with you. And then you can get more relaxed, and then you'll be good as golden.
All
so
right,
take
well,
a little
thank
bit
you.
Of time. Even if the guy seems like everything, take a little time. Make sure he meets all those points.
Okay, yeah, I guess Sean, if I tell him I want a relationship, he's just going to say no, and then I'll get fed up.
But he's not meeting your needs. Do you understand that? He's fun. You like being with him. He's a younger guy, and there's fun things with it, but that's not what you want.
Right.
So wouldn't you think that's a bit of a waste of your time?
It is.
Right. So honor yourself.
Yeah.
And I think you've run into relationship problems because you haven't honored yourself. That's the impression I'm getting off of your energy. And that's why I'm saying it to you. It's really important for you. I mean, it's important for all of us, but it's really important for you.
Thank you for calling. We're going down to the close of the hour, and I'd like to get two more calls in before we close
out.
Thank you so much, and we are wishing you the very best, young lady.
I think she's gone.
Okay. Next call is area code 229. Area 229, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda.
Hey, Mr. Linus, this is Melvin from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. What can we do for you today?
Relationship. I just want to know, like, this young lady that I just met named Patricia, and do you see any movement for the friendship and a relationship with this woman?
Oh, okay. Let's see, Melvin.
She's outside your job, isn't she, Melvin?
She's what now?
She's not within your job, your employment place.
No, she's not.
Right. This is very viable for you.
Okay.
Melvin, I'm not picking up anything on this woman. It's a blank canvas. That's rare that happens to me. I'm not picking up anything on her.
Okay.
That's strange. Yeah, I'm not picking. It's almost like she doesn't even exist. It's a void. I'm concentrating on this.
I think she's got a good option with her. I mean, that's the, what I'm getting a good option with Patricia.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking off and on, but, you know, I've been calling her, but she haven't returned my call Saturday. Yeah, since Saturday, but this morning she did, so... first, she called me and then she texted me, but I couldn't get to the phone right then at that time. But I just want to know why she just dipped in and dipped out, you know, between Saturday and today. That's been a long time.
It's only three days.
Patience.
Yes.
My friend.
But I get the feeling I'm getting off Patricia is it's a viable, as in, it's a good possibility. But
okay.
you, like Lena said, be patient, you know, because you don't want to crowd her too quickly, all right, Melvin?
Right. Well,
I mean, women like you to call and check in. If they don't call you back right away, it doesn't mean that they're not interested.
Oh, okay.
Not the way guys are. Guys are that way. If they don't call you back, they're not interested. You know.
Yeah, I mean, is it like she's seeing someone else and trying to get that cleared out, or is she just leaned back for a minute? I don't know.
Well, you just met her, and so you, right?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Melvin, communicate. You two just continue to communicate, and things will probably work out. But just communicate. You two just met, and so, you know, you don't want to smother each other, like Brenda said. So give it time and be patient, because Brenda sees it. It could be something that might happen for you, you know?
Yeah, okay. You're on a good path. She's actually texted you and called you back.
Right.
And most
yeah.
women who don't want to, they avoid you. Not you specifically, but men they're not interested in.
Right.
Ask Lennis. I've never called anybody back I wasn't interested in. Have you, Lennis?
Nope.
Nope. Well, can I ask you about, you know, my job is closing December 31st at the hospital. Do you see me getting another job? A lot of employees going to be out of work. Some of them already have gotten other jobs at different hospitals and group homes and things. Where do you see me going after that?
Well, I would start applying like right now. It's October.
Oh, I am. I've been applying. Yeah, I'm not just sitting around.
Wonderful. You know, wonderful.
Yeah.
Melvin, you may not get laid off. You may not get laid off. Be one of the few that keep your job.
Now they're closing the hospital, so are they going to shift to other
hospitals?
Yes, they're closing the hospital December 31st. That's when the last day.
Well, they're moving you on with another hospital then. Because I still saw you working in the medical field.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I still saw you working in the medical field, so evidently another hospital is going to hire you. I don't see you going to a nursing home or restorative care, but I do see that you will get on with another hospital.
Yeah, because I put an application in at this hospital, it's right up the street from me, about 5 minutes. You think I will get that one? Yeah, I mean, they do the same thing that we do, you know, but it's more laid back than the one I'm at now. It's not as tense as the one I'm at now with the mental ill.
I see a possibility. Spirit isn't telling me definitely, but it's a possibility.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a possibility, so, yeah. Well, Melvin, I got to move on. Time is going short, but let us know how you and Patricia are doing. I think right now, like Brenda said, you're on a good path, my brother. Enjoy.
Okay.
And just be a little patient. Give the woman a chance and yourself as well.
Okay? Okay, I will. Thank
all
you
right.
all.
Thank you, Melvin, for calling. It's always good to hear from you. Have a wonderful
thank
week.
You,
all right.
Both of you all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Area code 815, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hey, this is Malik.
Hi, Malik.
Hey. I was just really calling to see if you guys see anything coming up in my life as far as spirituality goes.
I know one thing. You are troubled because I started getting a headache. So you're troubled. You got some issues that you'd like some answers to. You know, Malik, you're a person that puts his best foot forward to accomplish things. I see sometimes you get knocked down. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like they don't understand you. You're a good person. You've got something to bring to this world for people to know about spiritually. You are connected. And don't be letting people take your kindness for weakness. You're such a good person. Sometimes people use you. Don't let them do that. I mean, you know, when you see that happening, just walk away or just say, hey, God bless you, and leave. Because I see that your kindness gets abused, and I don't like seeing that, because you'll make somebody a very good husband, a very good boyfriend. So, you know, I don't want the outside to reflect ugly energy around you, because you have positive energy around you. Who is Nessa? Or Vanessa or Nessa? I'm picking up that name.
Yeah, I have a friend named Vanessa.
Okay. Okay, she thinks I'm about also, you.
Also, some family things going on.
You
got some family stuff going on.
Yeah, a little bit of money problems, I guess.
Yeah. It's going to get better, Malik. It really is.
All right.
It really is. I hear that you're a little down, but...
Do you like to date white women?
Well, I'm actually gay, so...
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. That's not a problem. Do you like white guys, per se?
Yeah.
Okay. That explains it. All right. That's what I needed to know. That's not a problem. Hey, you're a human being, okay?
Yeah,
because I could see that there was a preference that he liked. It was just a communication part. So that's it, you know. It's just a communication part. You've got a beautiful spirit. And when you're looking for your partner or your mate, you make sure that they understand you and don't take your kindness for weakness. Okay?
All right.
Let me see. Yeah, there's people around you. You know, you're a good-looking guy. I'm seeing you right now. You're a good-looking guy. Yeah, it's not a problem for you. It's not a problem for you either way, male or female, but you're. And then it's your personality, your charismatic person, you know, and your spiritual. You have a high connection, spirituality. I'm going to say this to you. Say a prayer that the man that comes in your life will love you totally and unconditionally. Okay? Totally and unconditionally. That means love you spiritually, mentally, and physically. But when you say totally and unconditionally, there's no barriers. There's nothing to stop this person from loving you.
So say it right now, or like. Say it right now.
Well, no, you don't
have
to say it right now, but just, you know, you need to put that energy out there into the universe. So that's why I'm saying, you know, either prayer or meditation, but put it out that the person that comes to you, you want them to love you totally and unconditionally.
Oh, so you see a person coming in my future?
Yeah, that's when I saw your preference. Let's see. Quasi. Why am I getting quasi? Quazi. Quasi. And I see Motor. His name can be Quasimotor. My God, I would fall out laughing. And Motor, there's something maybe about that name. I know, almost could say Quasimoto, but no, it's not that. It's almost, I don't want to say like Jaquan, because it's not that kind of name, but it's... Persian. Oh, thank you, Spirit. It's a Persian name. That's Persian. It. Ooh. And you know what? He's good looking. I see him. He's a good looking guy. Let's see when he's going to come. Hold up. November. In November. And in fact, you two are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving dinner together.
Oh,
he invited over to his family, and you'll invite him over to yours. Oh, that is so neat. Yep. Ooh. So remember this now. He's Persian-looking, good-looking guy. He's Persian. And by Thanksgiving, before Thanksgiving, you'll know each other because you'll invite each other to each other's family dinner. So, yeah. Yeah, and it just might work out that you two will be together. And I also see an Italian guy coming down in December, round between the 31st. It looks like New Year's. There's an Italian guy, somebody that you knew before, but you never really took time to know this person. You know, kind of like, hi, goodbye, you know, type of thing. So, but
yeah.
He's going to be flirty. He's going to be flirty. But this Persian guy, I want you to take notice of him because I'm getting a good feeling off him right now. So just take notice. And that'll be, like I said, you two will be enjoying Thanksgiving dinner together, but he's going to come up, I would say, sometime after the 5th of November. That's what I'm feeling, after the 5th of November. So for right now, just enjoy, you know, just enjoy yourself. And like I said, don't be letting people use you, baby. Take your kindness for weakness. You're a good person. Brenda, did you have any?
No, Brenda? Actually, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I think everything you're saying is right on point.
Yeah.
I would have just said that don't let your family make you feel less than. Because I think they give you some hassles.
Yeah, I think I annoy them sometimes whenever I sing too much. Because
yeah,
I'm very
musical.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
You know what? You're always loved, honey. No matter
what. That's right.
Loved. So don't even worry about it.
Well, thank you so much.
You're most welcome, Malik. Thank you for calling in, and feel welcome to call back anytime and enjoy the program. And you have a wonderful week, and go on and throw down for the holidays, bro.
All right, thank you.
All right,
you too.
God bless.
All right.
Area code 504, you're on the line with Lennox and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. I'm seeing a pattern of relationship issues on this call today.
Yeah, I tell you. Like Brenda said, she's talking about food, and I keep getting M. M must be a popular letter today for now.
Okay.
But anyway, what can we call you, Deborah?
It's about my relationship. I'm just wondering if you see it going anywhere.
Well, girlfriend, you got this guy's nose wide open. Shit, he don't have nothing on cocaine. Wide open.
What?
In there. Oh.
What does that mean?
You got that guy around your little finger? Why are you asking me this? You got him under control. I shouldn't say it like that. That's not very nice. But, heck yeah, that guy likes you. What are you two doing?
I know that he does love me. He has some problems, but it feels kind of like mother son type relationship, and we're not married, which is okay by me. So I'm wondering if it's something's wrong with me that I'm okay with that, you know? Because I hear everybody, oh, I need a commitment. I mean, I feel like we have one, but maybe something's wrong with me.
Yeah, no, that's okay. To have a mother-son relationship. Maybe in your past life, what you're feeling is from the past life, maybe he was your son and you were the mother. And it's like a little residual of that over in this realm today, at this time and moment. But even still in a relationship, you know, it's nothing wrong. Some women are motherly to their boyfriends or to their spouses. And that's okay, because, you know, I look at it like this. Sometimes we all need a little mothering, or sometimes your mother or grandmother is gone, and it's nice to have that feeling of being mothered a little bit. Not smothered, but mothered a little bit. So that's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's okay.
Well, I like a little bit of that.
Okay, she wants some reciprocation.
Yes.
Yeah,
my God.
Well, tell him when he holds you, he can squeeze you a little tighter when he hugs you. Let you know.
Well, you know, if you're going to be kind of with that kind of person, it's not, you know, it's like, yeah, if you're going to be with Brad Pitt, it's not going to be the same as being with Robert De Niro.
Right.
You can't expect Brad Pitt to rise up like Robert De Niro will.
Oh, so. That's true. Oh, yeah, you're right.
So you need to check your what it is that you actually want. I mean,
right.
You can really enjoy him, like Len is saying. Like, you know, this guy's, you've got him wrapped around your finger, and generally that happens when it's somebody who's either younger than us or not quite as mature as us, whoever we are, you know, male, female, whatever. But
yeah.
when you're on equal footing, you know, sometimes, you know, you decide to act kind of childish, and they sort of like, oh, honey. Or they act a little childish, and it's like, you're such a little boy. And you go back and forth when you're on an equal footing, you know?
Yeah. It's exhausting, though, to be the mother, I think.
It is exhausting. Well, because basically what you're stating is you have a relationship where all you're doing is taking care of someone. And
right.
Once they decide that they're on their own 2 feet and they don't need you to take care of them, where does that leave you?
Exactly. So I'm trying to step back or question the relationship altogether. That's kind of where I'm at.
You can't expect somebody to be something they're not. So, you know, if they're not there, he may get there in 20 years, maybe not.
But
we all know little boys. We have uncles or, you know, grandparents, you know, that are male that, you know, they're in their 70s and 80s and they still act childish. So
right.
Think about it. But if that relationship that you're in is working for you, that's fine. Just make sure it's completely working for you.
Okay.
Because
so
you don't want it
yeah.
to be where you're totally married and then the next time some guy with some super gray hair comes along and he's like, hop to it, girl, and you're like, okay. And then your marriage is in trouble. And then you question yourself. And then there's a whole lot of stuff, right?
Right.
So, you know, enjoy what you've got while you can, but, you know, make sure that you know exactly what you want and don't settle.
Yeah. Do you see that he would want to stray?
What?
Would he want to stray? I mean, I don't get that.
Would he want to stay?
Stray.
Stray.
I mean,
it's like Lena said, you know, you're like his complete sunlight. Okay,
yeah.
So here's your two scenarios. You're the sunlight. You're worshipped and adored from Earth. But, you know, then who does the sun get to worship? So
yeah.
if you're always going to be in that position of, you know, you'll get lonely when you're always on a pedestal. When people think it's so great for everyone to adore them, but those people tend to get real lonely. It's like
yeah.
nobody really cares about me. Because
yeah.
you
That's
want
exactly.
the reciprocation.
Right.
But if you were one of those women who wanted to just be adored and on a pedestal, this would be a great relationship for you.
Huh.
Apparently you have a little bit too much breadth and depth to your personality.
Yeah.
So
I see what you mean. It's lonely, like you said. It's lonely.
It will get there, and how does that phrase go, when it's like relationships become looser, they don't tighten up. Whatever is sort of a bit of a bother is most likely going to get pervasively worse. And
okay.
whatever is great, you know, there'll be a little bit of relaxation. So.
Right.
It's
okay.
just something to think about.
Yeah.
But I get that you're enjoying the relationship with him, and he most definitely is enjoying the relationship with you.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he does. I just feel left out sometimes. Like, you know, he'd cook me dinner, but I'd have to tell him what to cook and how to cook it. And you know what I mean? You rather than just do it.
See,
so
I told my mother.
Hey, now, you know what? Deborah, you can always compromise. Even though you tell him, you could show him and say, look, sometime I like this, prepare it with him together. so that when he surprises you, he knows what you like without having to ask you, because you told, you showed him how to cook it and prepare it already.
True. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we, instead of getting down on men, because sometimes men really do not know. Maybe they weren't taught to clean their room or taught how to cook for themselves or, you know, keep their body clean or whatever. So now you have this past life relationship, mother-son. You're showing him that he'll get to the point, if you so desire to be patient, that he will do this on his own. But if he's not shown, he's just going by the best that he knows how to do, not how you want him to do this.
Okay.
Right?
Good.
I mean, that's life. Yeah. You can only provide what your experiences is and your preferences until you get to know the next person or whoever that you're involved with.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, Deborah, we wish you the very best. I got to move on. Just about
thank
the end
so
of the
much.
Hour.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're most welcome. And listen, you have a wonderful week and a blessed life. And, girl, keep it going.
You too.
All right. Love ya.
Yeah,
area code 571. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Go ahead. Who's this?
Hello, Linus and Brenda. I see I have a lot of energy going on tonight. But I thank you for taking my call. My name is Tierra, and I'm calling from Virginia area.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, boy,
and my
that's
question...
a pretty name, Tierra.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, child.
Well, my question tonight is to find out about my love life. I'll give you a little bit of history about it. I've been single for about the last, it was going on 4 years. January would make it 4 years. That was something that I decided to do after me and my son father. We decided to go our separate ways to end the relationship. And I took the 4 years off to just kind of like, learn me, you know, understand what it is that I want and things like that. But I think that I'm at a point now where I'm ready to start dating.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are.
So you want to know what's coming up for you?
Yeah, something that's promising that, because I do want to get married, but I don't want to, like, the first guy meet, oh, this is my husband. No, I'm not going to do that. But I do want to know, am I going to have, like, a long-term relationship coming up anytime soon?
Okay. I'm seeing October, but I'm looking further. October.
What's funny?
I just think it's funny because I don't see you going, I don't see you dating a lot of people. I see you dating, if you know, a couple of guys. So what I see, what I'm getting an impression of is you're actually going to meet somebody more quickly, that's more permanent than you and it's going to sort of mess with your head a little. I get the impression you're going to meet somebody pretty quickly.
I got October this month.
Huh?
I got October this month that she's going to meet somebody.
See?
And you're right, it is pretty quick because it will definitely be before the end of the month.
Now, would that be somebody that I would be, like, in a relationship with?
Yeah, I'd say the first couple of guys, one of them is gonna be more long-term.
Oh, okay. Now, is there anything in particular about the guy, maybe, like, the description, what does he do, something that I can kind of, like, help me filter through the guys?
Okay, well, what I'm picking up, let me tell you what I'm picking up right now. Opposites do attract. He will be opposite than what you're normally looking for, but he will be the best man for you. This man is a little heavy. Now, I'm not saying he's big like a football player, like a fullback, but he's tall, because I'm seeing 6'4".
Now,
but
that's
he's
what
like,
I like.
You know, medium built, just a little thicker than medium. And
okay.
He's opposite of what you usually look for or when you talk to a man, but because this man is opposite of you, he fills those voids that you have within you. This
okay.
is how good this man is. He's, like Brenda said, he's coming up pretty quick, but he fills those voids. So opposites attract also actually do attract. and compromise with each other. This man I see in his light skin, and you know when I say opposite is because he's in business. Okay, it's either IT or real estate. That's what I'm picking up, IT or real estate. So either he repairs computers or works with computers or he sells property.
Hey, selling a property would be a little bit up my alley.
Yeah, he's one
you know
of
who
the
I'm
two.
Seeing? You know who I'm seeing, Lennis? You know who I'm seeing with her?
Ooh.
And this is like when you were asking, you know that guy who's in this new movie with Kerry Washington, who's from
Oh, Greg, the comedian Greg. I know. People.
Yeah, the brother. Yeah, because it's like
him.
He's just a little.
That's him. Yep.
That's what I saw when you first said before you said that, but when you were asking about him.
Yep, that's and when you put the face there, then I could see the body, and that's him. That's why I said, but he's taller than Greg. This gentleman is taller, but he's built like him because Greg is built a little thick. So yeah, he's perfect.
Yeah,
but he's just not as tall as this gentleman is coming along.
And I see you touching him on his belly, like you know how you sort of rub somebody's head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you rub their arm. I see you rubbing his belly. Is that something you do with all the guys in your life, or what? Is that what you've done with your
son? Well, to be a little X-rated when we're intimate.
No, what did you just say?
She said
when we're intimate.
Intimate. Oh. Yeah, but no, Brenda doesn't mean intimate. Like you two could be talking or playing.
Oh, no, I don't normally do that, but I do like holding hands and... You know, like rubbing their back and their arm.
You're going to be touching his belly. I see that. And it's almost like, you know, like people might rub noses. It's like really sweet sort of personal gesture you do.
Oh, okay. Okay. Lennon said that he was light-skinned because that's different for me. I usually date like brown-skinned to dark-skinned guys.
I hear that, and I'm in a dark chocolate myself, but still, I said opposites, remember? I said opposites attract. I'm going to be what you normally that you would be around or talk to.
Okay.
That's why I was telling you a little bit. He's either IT or real estate because he's a businessman. So, yeah,
but
he's
listen.
Opposite, but he will fill those voids within you.
Anything yeah, and you're going to be really happy with that person.
Mhm. Mhm. Wow.
You know, like who are in step with each other, you're going to be really in step with him.
Because that's what I'm looking for, and that's what I need. Because, you know, with my son's father, we had a great 8 years together. But what made us stay together for 8 years was because we didn't communicate. So
yep.
It was kind of like he did his thing, I did my thing, and then just happened. Years went past. But then when I got pregnant with our son, I said, no, we need to be on a communication path because how are we going to raise a child and can't talk to each other?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then it just blew up.
Listen,
yep.
You know, cult, what is that? Nurture those personal nuances with the guy that you start to feel really strong for. I have a feeling he's going to do that with you. Like, he might do some little maneuver, and you're going to be like, what was that about? And it wouldn't be anything sexual. It would literally be him just, he's showing you how much he likes you, and he thinks you're special.
Wow.
You're going to begin to really appreciate that, trust me. And when you're going to rub that guy's stomach, you're going to be like, see, she said that too. And he loves it. He loves it. I'm not telling
now,
you to go
see,
the stomach of everybody that
children?
You run into. Huh?
Does he have
Sierra,
children?
I hate to cut you short, but we're about to go off the air and we're going to lose
you. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
For calling, and God bless you. And please let us know maybe at the end of the month or 1st of November about your new guy, okay?
I will. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for calling. And to all the listeners that we didn't, the callers that we didn't get to, I do apologize. Sorry, time ran out. Please call us again next Wednesday. And also, I'd like to tell you, next Wednesday show, we might do something a little bit different. I may take some calls, but what I'd like to do is, since Halloween is coming up, talk about your paranormal experiences, whatever that is. If you thought you saw a ghost or you had a strange feeling or you heard a story about something, call in and share
you
that with us. I
will
also the anyway, I guess we're almost off the air, Brenda. I'm going to say goodbye, Brenda.
Bye, everybody.
All right. And have a good week and show the love. And
say amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.